Gabriella, thank you for joining us live from Tokyo. Welcome to the night shift around Australia on the Triple M network. It's Luke here. How are you?
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for talking to us. Wow. What's going on in Tokyo? How many athletes have proven positive and what's everyone saying?
Yeah, well, so far, three athletes inside the athletes' village have tested positive. This is not the news that Japanese authorities were hoping to report when we're not even into the Olympic Games yet. We're still 2 days away from events actually starting. And, of course, the opening ceremony starts on Friday. But two South African footballers were the first to test positive to COVID-19 yesterday. And today it's been confirmed that a Czech Republic beach volleyball player has tested positive as well. So these games are going to go on for the next 3.5 weeks. And the athletes' village will host a total of 11,000 athletes. So, look, there are a lot of strict protocols in place. They're getting tested every single day. There are a lot of measures in place to try and keep the virus out, but it seems like it's an impossible challenge.
Tell me, what protocols and hoops did you have to get there? You're representing Sky News. What did you have to go through to get inside?
There were so many hurdles. Before I could leave the country, I had to get 2 COVID tests, prove that they were negative, pages and pages of documentation. Even just getting from Sydney to Melbourne was a challenge because the flights to get to Tokyo, we had to go Sydney, Melbourne, Melbourne, Singapore, Singapore, Narita, and that journey took 35 hours. But because we were leaving the red zone of Sydney, getting to Sydney to Melbourne, that was a huge challenge. We had flights cancelled, and then as soon as we got there, we had authorities meet us, check our border permit. And then they had to babysit us and wait with us for 4.5 hours. They wouldn't let us out of their sight in case we were going to flee into Victoria and then wait until we got into to check in at Singapore Airlines. And then even that process, more documentation, proof that we had an exemption to leave the country. So many measures at every kind of point. And then when we landed at Narita Airport, we had to get tested for COVID. We had to wait 1.5 hours until that test result came back as negative. And then I've been tested every single day. So at the moment, I'm in a soft quarantine. So I'm only allowed to be inside my hotel. I'm allowed to go to the mini mart for 15 minutes a day for food, and then I'm allowed to go to the press centre. And then after these 3 days, the rules relax a little bit, and we're also allowed to go to Olympic accredited venues. And then after 14 days, we can then go out and about around Tokyo. But even still, it's not encouraged for us to get Ubers or taxis. They really want to make sure that we're not going to be picking up the virus and then spreading it.
Yeah, as I said in my introduction, I was talking to, we talk to Tim Robertson every week about sport. He's from Fox Sports, and he was saying his information is that the locals and the Japanese in general don't want these Olympics, that they were postponed once, cancel these Olympics, let's move on. Please, we don't want the world flying in here with this virus. I guess it's a bit early for you to pick up on that local vibe just now.
Yeah, it definitely does seem that the locals don't want the Olympic Games to be held. The argument that keeps coming up is that only 20% of the Japanese residents have been fully vaccinated. So although 80% of people in the athletes' village have been vaccinated, locals fear that if the virus does get out, if there is a super spreading event, that they're the ones who will be vulnerable and they're the ones who are going to be left with the mess once the Olympics is all over.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has arrived in Tokyo. She's pushing for her bid for the Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games. There's a lot of controversy surrounding her going into Tokyo and then coming back 14 days quarantine, that she'll be taking up precious space in a quarantine hotel when she comes back, and that Brisbane's already got the Olympics. There's only one bidder. It's a one-horse race. your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, certainly a controversial move, the Anastasia Palaszczuk flying into Tokyo. She claims that it is necessary, that she did need to make it here, and that to secure her bid to get Brisbane to host the 2032 Olympic Games. But, of course, a lot of controversy around that decision, as there are thousands of Australians stranded overseas right now and the caps to get back into Australia are so limited. So she was asked that question when she landed in Tokyo this morning, whether it was unfair that she's allowed to travel freely out of Australia to Tokyo and then back home again. And she shut down those suggestions and made the point that she isn't taking up any space inside the caps of international arrivals because the Olympics and people who are associated with the Olympics aren't included in those caps, and she will be spending 2 weeks inside hotel quarantine.
There was a very funny video. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen the Irish gymnast Rhys McClellaghan, who's posted a video to social media of him jumping up and down on the so-called cardboard sex-proof bed? Have you seen this yet?
I have seen that video. I think he was trying to prove that there was a bit of fake news around.
Tell me, what do you know about the sex-proof beds, the cardboard beds in the Olympic Village? They don't want any intermingling, and yet they are still handing out, I think, about 160,000 prophylactics.
That is correct. 160,000 condoms are being distributed in the athletes' village, but athletes are being told not to use them here, to take them back to their home countries. They don't want athletes jumping into bed with one another.
Little souvenir.
Because of social distancing. Exactly, a souvenir, not to be used.
A little well-ribbed souvenir from Japan. So they're handing out 160,000 condoms, which, by the way, Gabriella Power from Sky News, is well short of the 450,000 dished out at Rio.
Yeah, well, I suppose they weren't as told that they weren't allowed to hop in bed with one another during the Rio Olympics. So this year, they're really told that they can't do that. So whether the cardboard bed theory is true or not, we've got some athletes trying to prove that it's not true, but it certainly makes for a good story.
So they're going to hand out 160,000 condoms and then say, don't use them. I think that's very funny.
Yeah, well, we've got 3.5 weeks and 11,000 athletes, so we'll see if all of them behave.
Just before I let you go, you desperately need some sleep. What's the schedule? When's the opening ceremony? When do we see the first Australians in action?
So Australian softball players will be the first to wear green and gold on Wednesday, and then later that afternoon the Matildas will play New Zealand. And then opening ceremony is 8 p.m. on Friday. That's going to be interesting because there won't be a crowd. We still don't really know who will be able to attend. We were told today that there may be some people who are just associated with the Olympic Games that will be attending the opening ceremony, but it will be like no other, which we keep saying with this Olympics. And then there are the rowing heats, and of course, and the swimmers start next week, and the schedule is just packed. And for the first time ever, surfing is an Olympic sport, and so is skateboarding. So we have some Aussies representing Australia in those two sports too.
Gabriella, we thank you so much for giving us time here on the night shift on Triple M this morning, and hopefully you and I can talk a lot more between now and 3.5 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
I'll put you back to Jess and we'll lock you in, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Luke.
Gabriella, thank you so much. Gabriella Power from Sky News, look at the time, she has to go to bed now. But we'll talk to Gabriella every morning and bring you a little taste of what's going on in Tokyo. A little taste. The condom story, I think, is hilarious. They're going to hand out 160,000 condoms, but they're saying to the athletes, don't use them. Take them home to Australia. A little souvenir. Oh, that makes me laugh. 133353 is the telephone number. Lines are open now. If you want to get through, we can have a chat this morning. There's lots to talk about. If you've never rung before, ring now. And if you are an established member of the Night Shift family, we'd like to hear from you. Do you know what? I'd love to hear from anyone because you never know who's listening. You never know who's listening overnight. Is there anyone out there in Triple M land that has been to an Olympic Games? Have you been there as an official, as an athlete, as part of a team? I want to know what goes on inside an Olympic village. Maybe you were a volunteer at the Sydney Olympics. Tell us what really goes on. Is it reasonable to hand out 160,000 prophylactics, condoms, and then say, look, sex is frowned upon in the village. We want you to take the condoms home and use them when you get back. 160,000 condoms works out to 14 per athlete. Olympics, 3 and a bit weeks, you do the maths. As I say, it's well short of the 450,000 they dished out at the Rio Games in 2016. Anyway, 133353 is the telephone number.